Hey there, let's couple stop. It's your girl Lovey, and I'm back with you for episode 3, season 2 of the Let's Couple Stop podcast. And today I'm talking about, we're talking about, because you already know who I'm joined by.
Hey!
The missus is in the building.
What's up,
or should I say in the car?
Ha, road trip.
Yeah, because we're road tripping. Actually on our way to pick up a very special guest.
The F.I.L.
Who would be featuring on next week's episode of the Les Couples Talk podcast. So look out for that episode 4. That's going to be amazing. So today we're talking about sex.
Hey!
So this is the grown episode 3. Mm. Grown and sexy.
Yes. Always
and,
sexy.
Right? So we're talking sex with your partner v sex alone.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
Self-love.
Why?
A little self-love. A little
versus loving on or with your partner. So, just give me a couple seconds, y'all, to pull this tweet up that actually sparked this conversation. And I'm not gonna say the person's name, their handle, or whatever, but the tweet said, and listening closely, babe, and reading it again.
I'm listening. I'm tuned in.
Orgasms with a partner equal sexy moans while gently whispering I'm coming and giggling softly out of pure pleasure and bliss. Orgasms with my vibrator equals a walrus getting an exorcism.
Okay. All right.
While giving birth to its inner self and then morphs into an eagle.
Right, all right.
Now, you see, those are two totally different emotions. Ooh. And
yeah,
feelings and transcending kind of vibe.
I would say,
In 2 miles,
so,
to merge onto I-4.
We're here today on episode 3 to talk about this tweet.
We gonna drive and talk about this topic on the podcast. All
right,
let's
What a road trip to be on, yeah?
All right, y'all ready for this? Because I do have an opinion.
Right.
Here. So let's explore.
Yeah. So go, babe. Tell me what you think about how you feel about that tweet. What does it spark for you? Where does it take your mind?
All right. So that whole, when you're by yourself, she morphs in from a walrus into an eagle. But however, when you're with your partner, it's, you know, sweet and soft and giggly and still very sexy, still very erotic and all of that. But, you know, it's like two different polar opposites, if that's how I'm hearing it right.
Right.
So my take on that is, hey, masturbation. You goddamn right. If you diddling yourself, only you know how you do you best.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I can see that being a little extra raw and rugged, you know? And, you know, you probably gonna be a little bit more loose than you would if you were with any other person. I don't care how much you love them and how much you are comfortable with them.
Right.
Or
y'all will possibly be hearing that voice in the background because I said we're road tripping, all right?
Navigation.
We don't want to get lost.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
babe.
I'd say there can be that element to masturbation where you get very raw and, you know, that lust is there where it may not be.
Merge onto I-4 West.
It may not be as raw as it is with your partner, but I think that comes from knowing yourself, you know, enough to be able to
miles, right to merge onto I-4 West.
I think it comes down to knowing yourself enough mm-hmm. to be comfortable to show that side of yourself with
your partner.
With your partner, right?
Right.
So I get that post because I'll admit it myself. Sometimes when I'm by myself, you know, we go hard with, you know, me, myself, and I.
Right.
And it is more tender with you. And I need both experiences, you know, but I think I am comfortable
with your
enough.
Libra self.
Right,
both
right,
sides
right.
Of everything.
You know, I see y'all. That's what I do. So, right. Yeah, I think all of that is very, very relevant. And mm-hmm. I think I can see both sides of that. Right. But I think you got to be in tune with your star fucking player. Either way you look at that.
Right.
Right.
So it's not particularly right. that you prefer one over the other for
yeah,
you.
And I think they go together. Mm-hmm. I think that if you have sharing, a healthy you know. Sex life, you got to be open to some shit.
Right.
You know, and you got to expose yourself and that vulnerable side of you to your partner. And that's, all, you know, that's part of your responsibility of being in a relationship to
right.
do that with your
right.
partner.
Right.
You know, give them all of you. You know, but it may take some time to get there. You know? Okay, just jump point. Out the gate just like, ah, right, that's how I do right. me.
Everybody in the
so
same.
So I'm going to let you so, do me the same. Yeah. You know, so, but you know, that's part of the relationship building and the love that's growing between the partners.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good points, babe. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things I already knew.
Yeah.
About you and safe. How you feel about it, but I'm happy that you're able to go more in depth
yeah.
and, you know, express a few more things on it.
Yeah, I can.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, babe. This is your platform.
Okay. So I was going to say, sometimes when I'm masturbating, you know, right. you get knocked out, right?
Right.
But sometimes I already know we got this thing where, you know, it's a little fantasy where you wake up and, you know, mm-hmm. catch me in the middle of
school. Oh, yeah.
So sometimes I be hoping. But you be
so
sleep.
That just open these eyes of mine.
Yeah.
I know. One time you're going to catch me. One time.
So, but that part to me is teasing and it's part of the foreplay.
Because you never know if I
right.
just pop up on
right.
you. Yeah.
And then action.
Right.
You know,
right.
so I'm also. You know,
make your experience even greater.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that part. I think when you're in a relationship, you got to make sure you're available to your partner. That way, you got to, that masturbation is something you can share. Don't have to, you
be
have
exclusive
to have it for yourself. Right, right, right.
Only.
Mm-hmm. But you know, mm-hmm. get your free, how you get your free.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's
so I just
free
wanted to
flag
make,
fly.
Yes.
I like to
that's
say.
My favorite phrase. So yeah, I just wanted to make that additional point.
Yeah. And that's very valid, babe. Okay. Because I mean, I think having both experiences is quite the experience.
Right, right.
For any person who is able to enjoy that, to understand that, and appreciate that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And really get the rewards.
Right, right.
Of playing both sides, right? Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's pleasurable either way you look at it.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, as you said, staying open though is important and not
yeah.
just exclusive. Yes, of course, you need your self care
yeah,
moments.
Yeah, yeah. Don't deny yourself.
Yeah, you need your self pleasure.
Yeah.
You need your one on one, you and your toys,
right.
you and your fingers,
right,
you
right.
and whatever,
whatever
you decide to use.
Right. Or nothing at
or
all.
Or nothing at all, right? Whatever floats your boat. But
right.
Just staying open to.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
Right.
Being fluid,
crucial.
Which
exactly.
is something that we have been a little more open to also
right.
being married.
That was part of the one of the things that we kind of
mm-hmm.
had a requirement of
mm-hmm.
in our relationship
mm-hmm.
is that we got to be able to move around in this thing and, you know, be our truest selves.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah.
To experience it all, to feel it all.
Right.
And
right.
really be able to speak on it.
Right, right.
Right.
Like walking like talking.
Yeah. Because with masturbation, as you said, like that's your solo private moments and you have your experiences in your own way.
Right.
There are no
right.
inhibitions.
Right.
You don't have to think about what somebody might say or think about you if you scream this
right,
way or
right,
if you
right,
don't
right.
say anything at
all. All of that self-judgment.
Right.
Is,
so it's free.
Eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Judgment-free zone.
Right.
Right.
Right. right
you
right.
do you in your own way.
Right.
And that is amazing. And so I get where she's going with the starting off as a walrus and transcending into something even greater.
It's all beautiful in the end, right? A woman's orgasm.
It's like the caterpillar to the butterfly effect, you know?
Yeah, but in the middle of that, it's like a freaking alligator starving.
Shaking up, shaking up in the middle and then in the end.
Twisting that thing up.
Yeah,
primal.
You fly off beautifully, just like the butterfly, right?
Exactly. However it happens in the middle, all right.
Yeah, wings and all.
Right.
Yeah, so... and then sex with your partner, I mean...
Well, now.
I want to say, though, babe...
Yep.
Sorry. But I want to say, though, that I've had those transcending into walrus moments with you.
Hell yeah.
As well as having it solo. So, the being in tune with the two sides of yourself...
Your star fucking place.
Right? And also being in tune with your partner...
Right.
You will be able to have those two experiences and tie them into each other and be like, I could be a walrus in sex with my partner as well as...
On
my own.
That is... To me, that is the objective with sex. Is to get as much pleasure as you can out of it.
Right.
However you need to get it.
Whether that's solo or coupled.
You just gotta be open.
Or tripled up, because, you know...
Whatever.
People into different types of things.
All kinds of shit. So, whatever floats your boat, whatever makes your freak flag fly.
Yeah. As long as you're safe, it makes you happy.
Right.
It's pleasurable.
Everybody agrees.
Right.
Do you?
Go for it.
No judgment.
Facts.
But I think that masturbation part is part of your partner sexual life being exciting and not dull and different, and it contributes to all of that, I think.
I know, right? Because sex, if it's not good,
what's the fucking point?
Right. It's boring.
There's
no vibe, right? The energy is low. It's like, why are we doing this? Exactly.
So the point of it,
it's supposed to be like a release, no? So if you're getting into it, there must be some kind of alignment. There must be some kind of pleasure.
I'm on the side of this road right now. Conversation.
Right? I know. It's doing some things to me.
Right.
Sitting with my legs crossed deliberately.
Alright, folks.
but I just needed to bring this tweet to the Less Couples Talk attention.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Let the family and
the community know.
Do you prefer
about it? Tell us.
Yeah, what you prefer? Self-love over sex with your partner?
Yeah. Or do you all marry the two?
Hell yeah.
Because,
switch it up?
Sex with your partner and masturbation together
is, right?
That's pretty dope.
Right? We want to hear. We listening.
So, let us know what you think about that tweet. What do you think about that tweet? What it speaks to you, what your partner thinks, because I mean, everyone is different and each person's experience will also be different. So,
and what happens when
they may be on board with it as well as they may not?
Right, what happens when they're not?
Now, that can go a totally different way because I mean, do you now subdue yourself and your pleasure to please your partner
and you not satisfied?
Right.
That's another way to look at it.
Do you say fuck it?
Yeah.
Your partner needs to deal with that shit.
Right. Because
that's not on you.
And I'm gonna keep on keeping
on. And you keep on pleasing yourself and ensuring that you have multiple orgasms.
Because think about this.
You deserve it.
Right. And think about this. When you masturbate, sometimes you might have to do things to masturbate that might make your partner uncomfortable. And have you had any conversations about that?
Do you mean like watching porn?
Yeah.
For example?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, maybe whatever your shit is, whatever your vice is, whatever it is.
Right.
I mean, maybe you do something that, you know, your partner's with. We don't have that problem. But But I'm curious, you know, what do people do? Or how do you
resolve
that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know,
I love your fucking mind.
Well, you know, I think of all angles, babe. I try.
Yeah, that's why I fell in love with you.
You know, I'm gonna save your shit.
Longest dance and all.
Right. Save you.
Keep it in mind, we gotta do an episode on that as well.
Yeah.
Sure. So, let's couples talk, fam. You all have heard all sides of the coin.
Yeah.
For this amazing, sexy,
yeah,
orgasmic
hot topic.
Right?
Hot topic,
babe. Why are you finishing my sentences? Sweet ass, I love you.
That's it.
let us know what you think, and let's get into the conversation as usual.
Feedback.
You know I love it.
You know I like the comments.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. DM me and let's get the conversation going, or let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. So for all my new Let's Couples Talk family, welcome and thank you for being part of the Let's Couples Talk experience. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. And as I say to you at the end of each and every episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. Eventually, the right people will see. Peace and love, y'all.
Bye.
She's so cute.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.